to Side. Spend the day with Side. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Size Thursday Live.
Radio Size Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashantaralayam. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh taking you across to the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the last two classes, we have learnt the chanting of the Bhu Suktam. In today's class, we will be taking a step higher and learning the meaning of this sacred mantra, the Bhu Suktam. But before we go ahead, we shall learn a bit about the Bhumata, the origin of this particular mantra, the name of which is mentioned in the Suktam itself. Bhumi, which is the Sanskrit word also called as Bhumi Devi, is the personification of Mother Earth. She is also the divine wife of Varaha, an avatar of Vishnu, the mother of Sita. And according to the Uttarakhanda, when Sita finally leaves her husband Rama, she returns to Bhumi Devi. She is the mother of the demon Narakasura. Bhumi Devi is also believed to be one of the two forms of Lakshmi. The other is Shri Devi, who remains with Narayana. Bhudevi is the goddess of earth and the fertility form of Lakshmi. She is the daughter of Kashyap Prajapati and also known as Kashyapi. According to some, she is also Satyabhama, wife of Sri Krishna in Dwapara Yuga, and the divine saint Andal. We shall now see a bit about the benevolence and the love of the Bhumata. The demon Hiranyaksha took away Bhumi Devi, and Brahma prayed to Lord Narayana to rescue her. As Brahma prayed, a tiny boar appeared from his nose. This Varaha grew in size, assuming gigantic proportions. It was Lord Narayana who had appeared as Varaha and fought and killed Hiranyaksha. He then rescued Bhuma Devi and perched her on his nose. If he could make the earth appear so small, his size can be imagined. But Bhuma Devi, when rescued, did not seem happy. The Lord asked her why she looked sad. She said she had been rescued, but what of all those on the earth who were trapped in the prison of samsara? How were they going to get out? Who was going to rescue them? She wondered. She declared that she would be happy only when those on the earth could be saved. Such is the love and the benevolence of Bhumata. Now, before we start learning the meaning of this Bhusuktam, we shall chant the Omkaram and the Ganapati Prarthana.
Gananaam tva Ganapati gum havamahe Kavim kavinam upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam brahmanam Brahmanaspata anashrunvan notibhissedasadanam Prano devi saraswati vaje bhirvajinivati Dhinama vitriyavatu Ganeshaya namaha, Sarasvatyai namaha, Shri Gurubhyo namaha, Harihi Om. Bhumir Bhumna Dhyaur Varinantariksham Mahitva Upaste Te Devyadite Grimannada Mannad dhyayadadhe.
Bhumir, O goddess earth. Bhumna, you are the earth in depth. Varina, the sky in breadth. Mahitva, an atmosphere in vastness. Adadhe, I place. Agnim, the offerings in the fire. Annadam, who is the food giver and the consumer of food. O Bhumata, you are called Bhumi because you are rich in all kinds of wealth. You are vast in your breadth and length, lofty through your Vaibhavam, and are resplendent and glorious in the Milky Way as well, in all the space that is desired by all. O Devi, whose source or the mother is Aditi, implying a good force as opposed to the evil force, as you are ever ready to help us by being nearby because of your unlimited compassion and your ever forgiving attitude. O Devi, who cannot be split by anyone, in the middle of you, between the sky and the earth, I invoke you through Agni, who can assume the offered havis.
Ayangau prushnirakrami dasanan mataram punaha pitarancha prayansuvaha.
Prishni, the cow of knowledge, punaha, has come again. Mataram, the mother, it has reached the earth. Pitaram, and moves towards the heaven or the father. We should note here that the cow represents the knowledge both of this world and the spiritual knowledge of heaven. With his rays, the radiant sun comes to our side like the food-giving protective mother and blesses us with the fields rich in crops and ascends to the sky and blesses us from there with the rain like the father who nourishes us.
Trigum shaddha mavirajati vak patangaya sishriye pratyasya vahadyubihi.
Vak or speech, Trigum shaddhama, shines in the 30 abodes. Virajati is lodged. Patanga, like the soul, like a bird. With the movement or the speech also carries, speech also carries the light. Pratyasya or the heaven words. With the movement or the sancharam of the Surya, the world shines with light. For 360 hours, may my speech in the form of eulogy reach him as he moves rapidly in the sky. O Lord Preceptor Surya, may thou chase away my aparadhams or the faults, my aparadhams or the mistakes and blemishes with the luster of your rays. May you be cool to me and favor me with health for eloquence and speech, and may thou accept the havis offered by me through your jvala or the fire.
Asya pranadapanatyam tascharati rochana vyakhyan mahishasuvaha.
Agni, the radiant one, antascharati, travels within. Pranat, with the incoming vital air. Apana, and the outgoing. Mahisha, the mighty one. Vekhyan, illumines. Suvaha, our life with its auspicious light. His or the Surya's luster spreads from morning to evening in between the earth and the sky and moves inside and out through the vital airs and invigorates as a life giver by Bhumi Devi's grace. He reveals the great world of Swargam for those dear to him.
Yatva akriddah parovapa manyuna yadavartya sukalpa magne tattava punasto dipayamasi.
Agni, O Agni, kriddaha, if I have lost you through my anger, manyuna or the wrath, avartya or misfortune, dipayamasi, let me rekindle punaha you again. Sukalpam, please be valuable to me. I rekindle the flame within me again. O Surya, out of the extreme anger or the fury, born out of my enmity or poverty, I might have slipped in my aradhana for you. O fire god, by your industrious entrepreneurship, you sow the seed and pour water for the earth to grow. From now, I vow to eulogize you in a way that will please you. Please accept our worship as well done. Accept it and please be more effulgent again.
Yatte manyu paroptascha prithivi manudadvase Aditya Vishveta Deva Vasavascha Samavaran.
That part of you that was scattered in wrath, Manyu, Prithvi, has spread over the earth. The Adityas, the Vasavash or the Vasus, and the gods of the world, Vishveta Deva, have gathered all of that together. Samavaran. We should note that the gods are helping to ensure that the light within, scattered through anger, is not lost forever. Because of your anger from which emanated the earth and grew, may you sustain it. May the Vasus or the Rudras, may the Vasus, Rudras, Adityas and Vishve Devas come together and take the collective responsibility to return to me my Bhagavat Bhakti that I threw away on ground because of my anger.
Brihaspati tanuta vimam no vishve deva ihamadayantam. Brihaspati tanuta vimam no vishve deva ihamadayantam. Medini devi vasundhara syad vasuda devi vasavi. Brahma Vartasa Pitruna Gushrotram Chakshurmanaha.
O mind, Mano, O light, Jyotir, Jushatam, rejoice. Ajyam or the ghee, in this offering of light, Dadhatu, please grant, Samimam, unity, Vichinnam, to this scattered yajna. May Brihaspati extend this unity. May all the gods, Vishve Deva, Madayantam, delight in this yajna, iha of ours. No. She might be addressed by her names, many, many names, Medini, Devi, Vasundhara, Vasudha, Vasavi, as Indra, as a representative, activates. But she is for sure with Brahma, Brahma Varchas or the spiritual splendor, and is the ear, eye and the mind of the Pitras.
Devi Hiranyagarbhini Devi Prasuvari Sadane Satyayane Sida Samudravati Savitri Hano Devi Mahyangi Mahidharani Mahovyadhishta Shringe Shringe Yagne Yagne Vibhishini Indrapatni Vyapini Surasari Diha.
Mother, from you we receive the faculty of hearing, Shrotram, Chakshur, the sight, and our mind, Manaha. O Mother, you are the golden cosmic womb, Hiranyagarbhini, and the means through which all this creation has sprung forth. prasuvari or delivered. You reside siddha in the palace sadhane of truth satya. O Mother Earth, you possess oceans samudravati and resides in the form of exalted creator the Savitri. For us, Mahyangi, you uphold the earth Mahidharani and are well established Mahovyatishtha in the form of mountains Shringe and Yajyas the Yajye. Your form does not give us any fear, Vibhishini. O Mother, you are the wife of Indra and all-pervasive or Vyapini. The goddess of earth is pregnant with the whole universal gold egg as the best creator and the best sustainer. May you reach and reside in my tongue to make it truthful. You comprise of all the seas and hence you are called Samudravati and you are named Savitri since you are associated with the sun by your wonderful brightness. You are our presiding deity, benevolent, self-luminous, and a benign caretaker, day and night. You are the great mother who bears everything without a grudge or murmur, established on a firm footing, on his side, in standing posture, on the top of every creation and fearlessly in every sacrifice, thus assuring the Prapanna's complete protection from morbid and mundane fears and never threatening the devotees like a tyrant or a dictator.
Vayubate jalashayani shriyam dhara jasachando parimedini shoparidattam parigaya Vishnupatni Mahim Devi Madhavi Im Madhava Priyam Lakshmi Im Priyasakim Devi Namam Yachutavallabham Dhanurdharayai Vitmahe Sarva Siddhyai Chadhimahi Tannodharah Prachodayat.
O Mother, you reside on water, Jalashayani, and you are surrounded by air, Vayumati. You support all wealth and glory, Shriyam. You are the embodiment of truth and intelligence, Medini. May we always sing your Shvo, name of goddess, praises. O Mother Earth, Mahim Devim, you are the consort of Lord Vishnu, Vishnupatnim. You are the beloved friend, Priyasakim, of Lord Vishnu, and very dear to him, Madhava Priyam. My salutations, Namami, to you, who are ever steady, Achyuta, and dear, Vallabham, to me. May we know, Vidmahe, the one who holds the bow, Dhanurdharaye, for that we may dedicate, Dhimahi, upon the one who helps us in all our achievements, Sarva Siddhyai. May Mother Earth or Dhara fertilize Prachodayat, our intellect, such that our intelligence blossoms into wisdom and we get illumined.
Mahim Devim Vishnupatni Majuryam Pratiche Menagum Havishaya Jamaha Tredha Vishnururugayo Vichakrame Mahim Divam Prithivi Mantariksham Tachroneti Shrava Ichamana Punyakrishlo Kanyajamana Yakrinvati.
O Mother Earth, Mahim Devim, you are the consort of Lord Vishnu, Vishnupatnim. You ensure for us a life without difficulties. We place these offerings, Havisha Yajamaha, in front of you. We bow to Lord Vishnu, who measured the three worlds, Tridha, of earth, Prithivim, sky, Divam, and the heaven, Antariksham. We bow to the Chorna, star, that is the star of Lord Vishnu. Please grant supreme fame to the person performing the sacrifice, Yajamaha. Yajamanaya, and the one who is chanting Trinvati, the mantras or the shlokas.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, the mind and the soul. Bhagwan Baba once said in his divine discourse, nature or Prakriti has no beginning. She is timeless. She cannot survive without the company of the Supreme God, the Purusha. She can be compared to a pious wife. Her beauty is beyond all description. Her strength is enormous. Nature has been communicating a lesson to us that there can be no pot without mud. There can be no ornament without gold. There can be no cloth without yarn. And there can be no world without God. Today, by neglecting and forgetting the Lord and believing that nature is the only thing that is important, we are attempting to use nature unsuccessfully for selfish purposes. We try to contemplate on this sacred mantra, the Bhusuktam. Now, we shall end today's class with the chanting of the entire Bhusuktam mantra once again.
Om Bhumir Bhumna Jaur Varinantariksham Mahitva Upastete Devyadite Grimannada Manna Jayadadhe Ayangau Prishnirakramidasanan Mataram Punaha Pitarancha Prayansuvaha Trigum Shaddha Mavidajati Vak Patangaya Sishriye Pratyasya Vahadyubihi Asya pranadapanatyam tascharati rochana vyakhyan mahishasuvaha yatva akriddhapparovapamanyunayadavartya sukalpamagnetattavapunasto dipayamasi yatte manyuparoptasya prithivimanudhadvase aditya vishvetaddeva vasavascha samavaran Manojyotarjushatamajyam vichinnan yajnyagum samimam dadhatu Brihaspadettanutabimam no vishve deva ihamadayantam Medini devi vasundhara syadvasuda devi vasavi Brahma varchasapitrunagashrotran chakshurmanaha Devi hiranyagarbhini devi prasuvari Sadane satyayane sida Samudravati Savitri Hano Devi Mahyangi Mahidharani Mahovyadhishta Shrunge Shrunge Yagne Yagne Vibhishini Indrapatni Vyapini Surasari Diha Vayumati Jalashayani Shriyam Dharaja Satyandopari Medini Shopari Dattam Parigaya Vishnupatni Mahin Devi Madhavi Madhavapriyam Lakshmi im priyasakim devim namamyachitavallabham dhanurdharayai vidmahe sarvasidyai cha dhimahi tannodhara prachodayat mahim devim vishnupatni majuryam pratichi menagum havishayajamaha treda vishnurugayo vichakrame mahim divam prathivim antariksham tachronaitishrava ichchamana Punyagashlokan yajamanaya krinvati Om Shanti 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 Yadakshara padabhrashtam matra hiram tu yadbhavet Tat sarvam shamyatam deva narayirinamostute Visargavindu matrani padapadaksharani cha Nunani cha triktani kshamasvasayishvara Aparada sahasrani kriyante harnishanmaya Dasoimati Mamatva Kshamasvasayishvara Anyadhasharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksasayishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sayishvararpanamastu.
With this, we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the coming class, we shall pick up one more mantram and learn the chanting the significance and the word by word meaning of that sacred mantra. Meet you next week, same time. Sai Ram.
To Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.